Page 70, Maimer Ravi Ois Tezayin. This Maimer discussed the different names of the Rabbi Nishal Olam. And in doing so, talked about different Ashkafas, different ideas. And here, the Kuzari seems to be a little more carried away with the idea, and we're going to go into it a little further. First, the words of the king, Tezayin, Amar HaKuzari, the king said, Kevar is barely a hefresh between Elokim v'Hashem. You've already explained the difference between Hashem, and Elokim, the two names of God, which we discussed last time. V'avinoisi, and you explained to me about Bein Elokei Avraham v'Elokei Aristotle. You explained to me the difference between the God of Avraham and the God of Aristotle. Shashem tichasben aloi ha'nefasha is betam v'ri'iya. V'Elokim yata elev ha'akasha. The name Hashem refers to a God that you know, Betam, that you could taste, Varia and see. The name Elokim Yata Elef Hakosha is a name you recognize by comparison. Hatamahi, recognizing Hashem in a personal way, Yavi Mishiagei Lov, will bring a person who connects to God, Shimser Nafshe Al Havasai Vishiyama Saleha, will give him a connection, will love God, and be willing to give his life for him. Hakasha hazais, but knowing God just by intellectual thought, he raya ki ramemusa chayva ba'ish loytazik v'liyagia ba'avur atzar. Will recognize Hashem if it doesn't get in his way. Ein lahashem Aristotle k'shu loyeg amaisa hanimusim. The chavrat said we're not going to blame Aristotle for what he understood. Achishu mesupik im yada lekim aisam. Now I'd like to give you a marshal for this so we can understand what he's saying.
What's the literal translation of this?
Okay, let me. Rather than literal translation, let me give an explanation which I thought of. The way I thought of explaining what he's saying and how he's going to respond is this. Someone's dating. He gets a resume of the person. He asks information. He gets information. Sounds good. Now, based on that information, you can't love the person. There's no person there. It's an intellectual reading of the person. You understand, b'seichel, that this person might fit. The person has similar tastes and backgrounds, etc., whatever it is that makes a person decide that this is a good girl to date. But there's no personal connection. From an intellectual assessment of the person, you don't connect intellectually. That's Elokim. Elokim is intellectually to know there's got to be a creator. The name Hashem, he calls Tam. It's something that gives you taste. Taste is personality. When you know the person in a more intimate relationship, he called it before Pnei Elokim. We say God's face. God has no face. But it means just like a person, if you know the person's face, you have a personal, more personal relationship than if you don't. That's the face of God, so to speak. So what he has said is that Aristotle's God is a God that you recognize intellectually. So there's no Ahava, there's no Mesiras Nefesh. That relationship doesn't exist. Avraham Avinu's God, the God that you taste and you feel and you relate to, that's something else. That's how the king is explaining or reviewing what he was just told. Now the Chavar plugs in a Chazal into this very beautifully. We know Rashi's pshat always in Chumash by the Bris Mei Absarim, Hashem told Avram, say, go out. And the Gemara says, say, mitztagnuni shalach. Go out of your stars. So we understood it means that till now your luck or your mazel was not to have children, and now you'll have children. Right, now let's listen to the way he explains it.
Omar HaChavar. According to this, so every time in the Torah that the Jews had a personal experience, whether it was Matan Torah or the Nisan of Mitzrayim, you could use the name Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei.
Exactly.
But what about for us?
So he said that our Nevi'im's connection to God was so great that it lasts like a seed which sprouts fruits.
So our ancestors saw the Har Sinai. We saw it. We are the children.
The idea is we have to take from them not just an intellectual connection to Hashem, but the personal God type of connection.
For us, it's like a Masorah. We talk about a Masorah. That's really
intellectual.
A Yiddish Masorah has to be with feeling. If it's just emotional, if it's just intellectual, it's difficult. It's difficult to really connect.
Torah also has to be passed on that way.
Torah is passed on that way. That's when we learn Torah. It's very important to us to argue, to care about what it says. If it doesn't make sense, they ask kashas. And let's see how the Chavar explains Avram. Yudzayin Omer HaChavar. Be'emes Saval Avram. Avram endured or kazdim, the fires of kazdim. Ve'hagerus. Gerus is Lech Lecha Me'aretzecha. Hamila. Harchokas Yishmoel. God told him to distance himself from Yishmoel, which was hard for him to do. Ve'kedes Yitzchak L'shchayt Oisai. Ki ra minina lakai mashara, ta'am loy hakosha. Ta'am means the personal taste of a connection to God. Hakosha is the intellectual understanding. Hakosha means by comparison, like a hekish. V'ra shein davar mimenu nela michalke ma'isav. And he recognized God, that everything that's done in the world, God sees. V'ra goyim aloy si atzit kosle l'regoyim. He sees that Hashem gives schar for what a person does l'rigoyim, only in the right time. You don't get schar that minute. And that God teaches man the straight path to follow. And Avram wouldn't do anything earlier or later. It wouldn't change anything except if he thought God was right. Won't he laugh at his previous, again, hakoshes is the philosophical understanding. He took Avram out. Go out of your stars. What does that mean? What's the lineman? He said, look, Avram, you started to recognize God intellectually. You recognized Elohim. You started off by recognizing God intellectually. Now, when Hashem appears to him, Hashem says, "Say mitztagnid l'shalcha, go on, leave that." Now, assess the God that you see. Tamu uru'u kitayv Hashem. Tam is this idea of recognizing Hashem and seeing the goodness of Hashem. So he's saying, it's just like a person, again, before he dates, he gets he has information, he makes phone calls, he knows about this woman. And then he dates her and he's marrying her. So by now, he's not even thinking about the way he pictured it before he met her. Tamu ru'u kitayv Hashem. You know, you think you know. Now, all married men know that by the time you married for a while, the woman you knew when you got engaged was also like, you could laugh at what you thought, you know, at the reason you got engaged. Very strange. Isn't that true? I talked to boys before their wedding and I asked them, if the person they know now is the same person they got engaged to, and they all say no. They all say no. It's a different person. I mean, it's the same person, but, you know, differently. Then I tell them, well, just now wait till you get married. Then you can have a third picture, right? People have their guard up when they're dating, and their guard up a little when they're engaged, and, you know, the weaknesses come out later. So, that's what he's saying. He's saying is that when you have an intellectual knowledge of Hashem, and then you have a personal knowledge, you're loyeg, you laugh at the previous recognition of Hashem, because it's so different, it's so incomplete. Tamuru kitay Hashem, taste and see that God is good. Ubemis nuka lake Yisrael, mimne shaharay soisa hoisa neaderes bizulasa, because without the recognition of lake Yisrael, there's no complete knowledge. Vinikra lake haaretz. Now, the Kuzari was a Zionist, as were all Jews. From Jews. And now he digresses once again into his love of Eretz Yisrael. He says, why is God called the God of Haaretz, of the land? Bavor sheyesh lo, in the land of Israel, there is koyach miyuchad, a special energy, me'avira va'artza, from the air and the land, v'shameh ha'ezer malzayin, even the heaven.
Part of the personal relationship.
Yeah. He says that Eretz Yisrael is the place. The place for the personal relationship is really Eretz Yisrael. Even the heaven over Eretz Yisrael help. With the things that are connected to Eretz Yisrael, which include the work of the earth. Now, what does it mean, the work of the earth? I would translate it, it means that even working the earth is a connection to Eretz Yisrael. He actually brings a Ramban here in the Kol Yehuda. Beautiful Ramban. The pasuk says, that if someone does averus in Eretz Yisrael, the land chases you out. He quotes the Ramban, Zel Hashayinai. He says, the Gemara says, if you do averus of znus in Eretz Yisrael, the land will spit you out. Avera of znus is not a avera atoli baretz. It's the same avera in Eretz Yisrael and outside. Shemitah is in Eretz Yisrael. Truma Meiser is in Eretz Yisrael. What about znus? So he says, and I'm quoting from the Ramban, Saida davar, because of, Shomer bahantchen el yangayim, bafrida b'nei adam, yatsev givulay samim, ki chelak Hashem ama, yinyin. He says, every nation has its land. God's land, Hashem ha-nichbad bara ha-koyal, he created the whole world. V'sam kayach tachtayin bel yayinim, and all power comes from him. V'nosn kol amba amber tzaysam, and he gave every nation its land. But mazel you do, every nation got its mazel. V'zeh shnem ha-chelak Hashem ha-lekecha, oysam l'chol o'amim, ki cholak l'kula mazol ha-is b'shamayim, he gave them all mazel in different parts of the land. But the God, the land of Eretz Yisrael, of Eretz Yisrael, Tzasa Yishu v'nachlas Hashem, Yuchedes Hashemai, Leinos Alem and Amalachim. See, every nation has its angel, except Eretz Yisrael and the Jewish people. God Himself is, so to speak, the advocate or the angel of Eretz Yisrael, the angel of the Jewish people. And what? I can't hear you. Michal advocates for us. But in Daniel's vision, he saw every nation had a sar, the sar of Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Hashem. The truth of the pasuk calls Michal Hasar, it calls him the sar. Okay, Michal is God's messenger to bring good things to Jewish people. Ma? Sar, okay, of course, of sar. Michal Tzor 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 Tzor. He's saying that even in Eretz Yisrael, the land doesn't take averus. Doesn't take, the land is a place where a person connects closer to Rabbi Nishalaylam. So he's saying it's not a mitzvah toli ba'aretz, but nevertheless, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sar of this place, so therefore, arayas or any of God's commands are the opposite of it. What? Yeah, he means even though the person is not talking about mitzvah tolis ba'aretz, even our rights. So back on top. V'chol mi sheradaf hanimus olakai, hu hoylech achar balei harois hazois. Anybody who wants to understand God follows this approach. V'yenuchan avshaisam lahamin lahem in timim es divreim v'oivim mishalayim ma'ashayla yiluchu lahamin afilosofim. And with the proper understanding of God, it takes you to a place that the philosophers don't understand. Imdakis hakiviyehem. The two pshatim and vanim have two taichin here. Either it means that which the philosophers can't understand despite dakis kiviyehem, v'yayfisei dechabureyem, despite the beauty of their books. Well, the other side translates it, the philosophers can't understand it because the neviim have yayfisei dechabureyem. Either way, the point is that a personal connection is more than what philosophers can get to. And what philosophers can get from their intellectual pursuits. It's interesting. He says that the majority of human beings never followed the philosophers. The philosophers were a group. He says the hamoin of people weren't attracted to it. So, something changed now. Before, when he talked about the Catholics and the Muslims, he compared them to philosophers. He extolled the value of Aristotle and the philosophers. And now, when he's comparing it to recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a personal way, he's knocking it. And the king notices this.
The philosophers, compared to them, they're a little off, but the philosophers itself, of course, it's not a realistic look the way we do it. It's our God. It has a connection to us in the land.
If you have to remember, the Rambam said that their thinking is correct. That's some thinking. See, the king says, Omar Akuzari, Ani Roya Isra Megana Philosophim. What's going on? Now you started making fun of the philosophers. Yachas Aleim Hepach Mash and Esparsa Mubai. The opposite of the admiration that they had for it. at seichel mishanivdal v'nifra shemer olav sheshav filasif ayhoylech adasa filasafim. We said somebody who raises himself is following a philosophical approach, and now you're taking away from them. How do you get to this point from the previous point? And he answers in your test very beautifully. He says the following. I'll sum it up because we have a few minutes, and we'll read it inside. He says basically the following. He says the Greek philosophers had a very clear way of thinking. They recognized the world, for the most part, correctly, or as much as a human being can. The Rambam says that Aristotle was just a step away from a Madrega, something akin to Nevuah. And it was good, it was correct. So what's the problem? The problem is the intellectual pursuit, the Kayach HaSeichel, has to be seen as a means and not an end. Philosophers saw the philosophical debate as purposeful in and of itself, as being something which itself is good. That's the good. The good is to be able to think things through, whether they're practical, theoretical, it didn't matter. And that certainly was the approach. Their approach was that thinking things through was the purpose of seichel was seichel itself. The purpose of intellect is intellect itself. What we're saying is that the purpose of seichel is a means. It's a means to get a person closer to truth, closer to the Ravina Shalom, closer to things that really count. And I think in a nutshell, that's what he answers here in your test. So on the one hand, what the philosophers did was correct, was good. The Rambam extols their virtues. On the other hand, you know, it's like hitting a home run. And then being so excited, you forget to touch the bases when you run around. You just forget to touch the bases and you're out. Right? You know that, right? If you don't step on a base, you're out. So, it's nice to hit a home run, but if you don't, it's not the home run. You gotta score the run. You have to get it in. You have to be able to do it. So, the philosophers got there, but then they didn't do it. They had the intellect, but they didn't take it to a conclusion. It's true. What I told you is the root of their belief. They believe. Tachlis. The word tachlis in Yiddish means tachlis, a purpose. In Hebrew, v'yachal lekim is the end. V'yachal lekim is kol hashasa. God finished what he did. Tachlis ha'atzlocha lo'odam. Idenu ki im hamada ha'ayuni. Philosophers understand that the end purpose is mada ha'ayuni, being able to think into things intellectually. V'agos ha'nimtzois muskolois b'seichel b'kayach v'yishuv seichel b'payel. And to be able to think things through b'kayach, to have the capacity, and then to actually do it b'payel, v'achakein seichel netzal kar l'seichel apayel v'lo yira ha'kiloyin. And then the difference between practical thought and intellectual thought is not of consequence. And therefore, it has nothing to do with what you do in the world. If intellect is an end, it doesn't matter how you behave, it matters how you think. They would detach themselves from their children because they wanted to follow intellectual pursuits. And they wouldn't take care of things because it contradicted the affairs of this world, contradicted their needs, their intellectual needs. If you know the end, what has to come out from thinking, they don't feel that there's a punishment for doing something wrong. They do good and bad because it's intellectually appealing to them. And they set up their intellectual ideas. You're not obligated to do it. There's no God that commanded it. There's something which is used when it's needed. That's not the Torah. The Torah is full of hanhagos, of behavior. The Chachma of the Torah says, "Mashasayv l'atanai, mashenasayv l'ay." So, this is the idea. The idea, truth is, anybody who learns Gemara has to have that pursuit. Has to have the idea that you apply your mind to it, you think it through, and something doesn't make sense to you, and you say, well, Rashi makes so much sense, Tosis doesn't make sense, and Rambam makes sense to me, and the Rush doesn't make sense. And after you finish that, you open up the Mishnah Berurah, and you see how much you do. So that your intellect, your seichel, is part of the avodah of understanding Torah. But you want to know what to do? You open up the Mishnah Berurah, you look at the Pesach, and time in the Navi, you ask the Navi what to do. It's not a contradiction. The philosophers held that the thought itself was the purpose. And if you think it through, it doesn't matter what you do afterwards. As long as a person has an intellectual ability, that's what counts. That's why there was a lot of the Greek, system of law was what we would call silly. The way the court system worked in Greece, they had the jury system. The first place in the world that had a jury system was ancient Greece. But you know what the jury system was? That every time there was a court case, any citizen of the city of Athens could come and be a member of the jury. So that the jury could be 10 people, it could be 1,000 people, right? So when they wanted to kill Socrates, they accused him of something, and all his enemies they loaded the jury, right? All his enemies came, and they were all members of the jury, so it didn't really matter what was true, and they convicted him, and he was put to death. But that was the system, because intellectually it makes sense. Intellectually, it makes a lot of sense. You have a jury system, you let any fair-minded person come. Now, human beings are human beings, right? So fair-minded people may come, but some not fair-minded people are going to come too. The world just doesn't work that way. So,
there's a famous story about, I think, Aristotle, where he was surrounded by his Talmidim, and he was eating like a behemoth, and they said, how could you, you're the great, and he said, well, I'm in private now, I can do what I want.
He said, when I'm eating, I'm a...
He said, not by eating, they said, you're doing something wrong. They caught him doing something, and he said, now I'm not Aristotle, I'm the philosopher. Now I'm Aristotle, the common person. See, they differentiated between the fact that you know, I was a philosopher,
I don't know if it's true about Aristotle, but the idea in general is true. It doesn't seem to fit the person. No, what do you mean, Plato? Plato's writings are well documented.
Well, everything was written. It wasn't an Arsina. That we know it wasn't an Arsina.
The story explains the objections to him.
It's more down in a lot of the Jewish sources.
Okay, at any rate, so we're up to Chaf.